doing here? What the hell is going on?
I was sent to get you for a reason.
Open the door!
Don't worry. He's not allowed to touch you.
I've never seen a case like this before.
23 identities live in Kevin's body.
Movie month. It is my fourth annual movie month. I'll watch 30 movies that I've never seen in 30 days.
Ding, 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 ding. Guess who's back? Ding, 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 back again. Woo! You know, that the song actually has two meanings here because I'm back. It's me, Mikey C. from Geek Mentality, and it's the first actual day of Fans Not Experts Movie Month, FNE Movie Month, the fourth year in a row I'm doing this, and here we are, June 1st, it's actually a beautiful day out, I have the day off, and I sat down and watched the 2017 horror thriller from M. Night Shyamalan, Split. Okay. I also want to say, I'm not the only one who's back. M. Night Shyamalan is back. Last year, I did one of his movies, The Visit. Really enjoyed it. Actually, the first year I did this, I did a movie that he wrote the story for, which was the elevator movie, Devil. It was okay, but I like him doing these smaller movies. He's back. This is awesome. This movie was, I really enjoyed it. Very tense. The only thing that I didn't like was that there is a surprise at the end that I was pretty much spoiled on. I didn't know exactly how they'd do it, but I was pretty spoiled on, and I don't want to go into it. I don't want to give it away because it has repercussions for future movies. And I would like you, I suggest that you see this movie right now. Right now. Stop what you're doing. Put your phone down, put your transistor radio down, whatever you're listening to, and go rent this movie. Honestly, I got it on Google Movies for $1.50. I mean, that was the HD version. I didn't pay anything because I had credit. $1.50 for this movie. And it was great. So James McAvoy, to me, I think he was in that movie where bullets curved, and he was with Angelina Jolie, and they were hitmen. I don't remember what the movie was. It was based on a comic book. It wasn't all that good. But he's more known, because I'll see him again this month, for playing Dr. X Xavier in the new X-Men movies, The Days of Future Past, The Apocalypse, which, again, 30 days, and, of course, First Class. All three of those are or will be movie month movies. So he plays, you know, the young Patrick Stewart in these movies. And this time he's completely, you know, he's playing basically a bunch of different characters because he's a guy with split personalities inside him. One of them is like this creepy woman. One of them is this little like 9-year-old kid. One of them is this like artsy fartsy, kind of like guy into fashion. Another guy is this just like really cold, collected, like guy with OCD, deep voice, just kind of real rigid. And if you've seen the trailers or if you watch the trailer on my website or seen anything about this, you know he kidnaps these three girls pretty randomly, really, and just hides them in an underground bunker because they are being used. They're there for a reason. He randomly kidnapped them, but he has them for a reason. He has them to... for some sort of ritual. I don't want to say too much. And there's also this, like, not a B story, but there's an other part of the story where there's this doctor, the psychiatrist, who's treating him and knows that he has different personalities. And you come to see that, like, some of the personalities are nervous about the other personalities, and they're emailing the doctor, but he's another personality, one of the safer ones, is seeing the doctor. I thought it was all really well done. I thought James McAvoy was just awesome. First of all, he's a British dude, I think, or he's Scottish. He's a UK kind of guy. One of those, he's got those accents, you know what I'm talking about? And in this movie, he pulls off a few different accents, one of which I seem to really have a great Philly accent. I don't know a lot about the Philly accent, but there's certain words that he says, and I say, okay, that's a Philly accent right there, and he nails it. He does almost two versions of it, because he has the fashion guy, and he has the real rigid OCD guy. Then you see the real guy at one point, and it all kind of leads up to this 24th personality. There's three young women, they're trying to get away. Obviously there's one girl who's the major star. She was played by someone I had no idea her name is, Anya Taylor-Joy, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. She was really good. I'm sure we'll see her in other things. I'm sure I've already seen her in other things. I just don't know. But she's kind of the hero girl. Does she get away? They give her some of a backstory. I don't know, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to say too much, but I do highly recommend seeing this movie. And of course we get the little M. Night, cameo, real small in it. And I like seeing it. I like seeing him again. I'm happy that he's back to making these movies. When I say back to making these movies, look, I loved Sixth Sense. I loved Unbreakable. I really dug Signs. I feel like there's one I'm missing out of those three. The Village. I kind of enjoyed The Village. I thought The Village was okay. And then I got to tell you, I never saw Lady in the Water. People really didn't like that movie. I never saw the The Happening, I think, with the one where all the plants fighting back. I think that, you know, people weren't digging that movie. Then he did he do the Will Smith movie, like After Earth, and he was doing bigger movies that weren't his. Like he did the Avatar, the Last Airbender movie, and people did not really dig that. And you thought, oh no, you know, what is going on? All of a sudden, you know, you'd see like maybe his names were not quite on the level. It used to be like an M. Night Shyamalan movie, The Village. And then The Visit came out, and you know, it said written and directed by him, but it wasn't the marquee name that it once was. And I kind of think it should be again. I think now if he continues, and it seems like he's going to continue, I don't want to say too much, giving away the cool ending, but he will, if he continues on this trajectory, I'm going to be very pleased, very happy. The movie was basically almost 2 hours long. But even though it was creepy, even though it was, the points where it was scary or a little violent, nothing too much. Actually, it was only rated PG-13. So, you know, it wasn't anything too extreme for, you know, like a teenager to see. What I like to do now is I'm going to go myself, and I should have done this before I watched before I started recording, but I just finished and I wanted to start recording right away. I put a lot of thought into these. Now I go into IMDb and I start looking at all the trivia and reading all these different things, because there's nothing in it that can spoil me now. I don't like to read anything beforehand, but I love reading stuff afterwards and then saying, oh, and this and that. And maybe, I don't know if like, I feel like one building, I was like, was that in another M. Night Shyamalan movie? I don't want to say what it was. It might, but not that it was related to this movie in any way, but you know, he likes to make Philly one of his characters. Philadelphia is a character in M. Night Shyamalan movies. And it was again in this for certain little things. But again, I got nothing else to say. Look, I've already talked almost 9 minutes. And that's what you're going to get with FNE Movie Month, Fans Not Experts Movie Month. You're not going to get a lot of talking. You're going to get these little episodes, because it's easier to talk into a phone than it is to type on a computer sometimes. When I type and I write, I did that the first 2 years. I feel like I want to talk too much, like I'm a movie critic, and I'm not a movie critic. I'm just a movie fan. Hell, I only really watch movies once a year, and this is it. Boom. Day one is done. I have one down. I have 29 to go, and I have about 10 or 15 movies that I know I'm going to see. So pretty psyched. Again, how do you follow me? How do you keep in touch with moi? Well, on Instagram, I'm starting to actually post these pictures that I use for each blog post. And the name is just Mikey Correia, C-O-R-R-E-I-A. On Twitter, it's at Geek Mentality or at Fans Not Experts. On Facebook, it's at Fans Not Experts. And of course, the easiest thing is just go to the website, fansnotexperts.com. I crave you, your traffic. I crave it because I have such little traffic that anytime someone actually goes to the site, it's shocking and surprising. I really do this for me. I know not many people listen to this podcast. I know not many people go to the website. But since I was a kid, I was the kid with the camera on my shoulder making movies, sometimes just for me to watch back and laugh at, sometimes to show my friends and my family. But I'm going to say it. I'm 40 years old now, okay? You'd think I'd grow up. You'd think I'd mature. When it's just my wife and I and our dog, I don't have to be a parent to any kid. I can still kind of be a kid myself. And I have these days off, so I'm going to use that to have fun and be a kid. So I'm posting this podcast now because, hey, I got nothing else to do. Maybe I'll do a little exercising. See, this is the point of the show where you probably stop listening because I'm rambling. But I digress. Tomorrow's another day. Tomorrow, movie day, movie month, day number two. If I were to give a hint, I would say Adamantium, which gives everything away if you're in the know. And that's it. Enjoy it. This was Split, day one of 30, 29 to go. FansNotExperts.com, and this is my theme song.
This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality's what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.